Hello there, my name is Pastor Ashish, and I want to welcome you to the Seven Hills Church podcast. We believe a new story is possible in Yonkers and beyond. Each week, we share messages that are honest, hope-filled, and rooted in the way of Jesus for our modern world. We hope this message encourages you. Let's get to it.
For our scripture reading today, we have taken it from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verses 11 to 18. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 11 to 18. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large, and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He led you through the vast and dreadful wilderness, that thirsty and watery land with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you water out of hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the wilderness, something your ancestors had never known, to humble and test you, so that in the end it might go well with you. You may say to yourself, "My power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me." But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms His covenant, which He swore to your ancestors, as it is today. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Seven Hills, welcome today, Celebration Sunday. I am so excited for what the Lord is going to do today. This is the biggest group of individuals that are getting baptized in Seven Hills, I think, this year. So we have a lot to celebrate, a lot to give thanks for. Amen today. And again, I want to emphasize that after the baptisms, after the service, we have our Thanksgiving luncheon, so you can come and fellowship. We're looking forward for you to stay and get to know one another. Amen. What I love is that this is Celebration Sunday, and it's also, you know, we're coming into Thanksgiving week, one of my favorite holidays. Amen. I love it because it allows us to really thank the one who's responsible for all the goodness, amen, that we've experienced in our lives. It gives us an opportunity to look back and to reflect on where everything comes from. And this is what we're going to talk about today. Because, you know, life gets really busy. Life gets fast. And sometimes you can't keep up with everything going on. But if life would go on and we would go on and we would acknowledge the Lord, what a pity it would be. It would be a shame because He is worthy of all the honor and all the glory. Amen. Forever and ever. Amen. So, Heavenly Father, I come before you today and I pray that you would give me the words to speak, Lord God. I put together some things here, but I ask your Holy Spirit to guide me, Lord God, to speak the words that need to be spoken today, Father God. We believe that your word is powerful and it does not come back void. We believe, Lord God, that everyone that is here today will hear the word that they need to hear from you, Lord God. A word that will lift them up, a word that would draw them closer to you, a word of hope today, Lord God, because you are that kind of God. You are a good God. And so I pray that you would be with us and that you would lead us in your word today. We pray this in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen and amen. For 40 years, we studied this in Crooked Lines, the series that we did this year. For 40 years, the people of Israel were led by a pillar of cloud by day and fire by night. For 40 years, they received daily manna from God. That's like bread from the sky from God. For 40 years, they fought battles that they had not trained for. They had no idea. These are former slaves, but God used them to do incredible things. They survived all kinds of difficulties. They saw miracles. They saw the mighty hand of God liberate them, take them out of Egypt, which is what we studied before. And then finally, this scripture that we see today, they're starting to get at the precipice. They're starting to get at the edge of a great miracle, the promised land. The goodness of God, like David says, in the land of the living. Amen. They're starting to get to a place where they're going to experience good things. They're starting to get to a place where no longer they have to be watching over their back, you know, to see if something's going to happen, if they're going to have enough food to eat, if they're going to have enough water to drink from, if they're going to have enough clothes. They're getting into a place and they're getting into a phase of abundance in their life. And guess what? That happens to us. You know, we go through difficult times, but we get at a point where God begins to bless us. Many of us are from immigrant parents. Some of us are from Italy, from Jamaica, Dominican Republic. We come from Puerto Rico, amen, from India, amen. And many of us have experienced. We saw the difference. We've gone through difficulties. This week, Sister Annie was talking about the risk they had to take in order to go to Saudi Arabia, then finally come here. They went through some things, amen. We've gone through some things, but then we get to a place of abundance. Abundance. Amen. And I thank the Lord for United States. This is a place of abundance. It might not be perfect, but thank the Lord, amen, that I get to, you know, wake up in the morning, take a hot shower, eat what I want to eat, and you know, amen, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, amen. My wife says, you like to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I get to go where I want to go. I get to vacation. I get to enjoy the brunches, again, food. I love it. I love it. I'm in a place of abundance. We get to a place of abundance, amen? And Moses is celebrating in his heart, amen? Because they're finally getting to the place where they're going to get to. But no longer is the problem, no longer is the adversity, the enemies, not in a lot of ways, the enemies that they saw, the thirst, the famine, it's not that anymore. Now, what they have to watch for is the abundance that can cause them to forget what God has done in their lives. I submit to you that many times in this society, in the United States, we forget what God has done for us. Many people that have grown up knowing who God is have fallen away. They've gotten away from God and they've kind of lived their lives by themselves, you know. And even society, we have Thanksgiving coming. It's the most, I think, the most faith-filled holiday. It, you know, of course, the Christmas is coming. But it's the one that says, be thankful. And all of a sudden, people are like Thanksgiving and everything, and then they want to go and say, just call it Turkey Day, you know? And I love some turkey. Amen? Praise the Lord. But it's not about the turkey. It's about thanking the one who has provided all of these things for us. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. It's about not forgetting what God has done. This is the warning. This is what Moses is saying. God has blessed you this year, amen, with all things you've gotten through, amen, all kinds of circumstances and difficulties in your life. Don't forget the Lord. Tell your neighbor, don't forget. Don't forget the Lord, amen. And so when you see the scripture, amen, when you see the scripture, Moses is sort of reminding the people of Israel that the Lord is the one who got you through the difficulty. He got you through the wilderness, and he needs to be the one to be remembered, to get you through, to understand how you live in an abundant life, the good things in life, but also keeping him at the center of all things. He says, I want you to remember his faithfulness. Remember, tell your neighbor, remember his faithfulness. If he's been faithful in the past and he's faithful in the present, he will be faithful in the future. Praise the Lord. You know, when I get to the end of the year, I start reflecting on my life. I don't know what's going to happen in 2026. We get a little bit, you know, concerned. We don't know what's going to happen. What is 2026 going to bring us? But I love the fact that I can remember. When I remember, faith wells up in me. Amen? And I'm able to go on. I'm saying, hey, listen, God was with me in 2025. He's going to be with me in 2026. Amen? He provided for me. There were some things I didn't know, but I remember, and because I remember, I can go on. Can you say amen? Praise the Lord. Moses is going to let them know that they need to recognize. You need to recognize that every good thing that you have, every good and perfect gift, James says, comes from above. Amen? You need to recognize that it comes from him. And Moses is going to remind us also that we need to respond in thankfulness. Amen? God calls us to do this today. Amen? Praise the Lord. Deuteronomy 8:18, one of the scriptures that was read says this, "But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth." He gives you the ability to produce wealth. Confirms his covenant that he swore to you, to your ancestors, as it is today. Amen? Praise the Lord. So the truth is this. You will forget. When you are in a good spot, you will tend to forget that it was God that put you there. When you have been able to move, you know, become upwardly mobile, amen? No longer do you live, you know, in the projects. I used to live in the projects. I grew up in the projects, Queensbridge Projects, amen? Praise the Lord. I remember that. But I thank the Lord that he was with me during that time, amen? Growing up there, he was with me. I came and I had an encounter with Jesus, and it changed my life. My friends went different direction, but because I came to know who God is, I remember him taking me out of all kinds of traps, in issues, situations, gangs, situations, all kinds of situations. I remember how God was good, but I don't forget the Lord now that he put me somewhere else. Amen. I remember that because gratitude, amen, thanking God, it lets you fight spiritual amnesia. When you thank God, it actually lets you fight off forgetting about God. Can you understand what I'm saying? In other words, listen, I'm not saying this. I'm not saying that, I'm happy now, I feel great, right? I feel gratitude now that I'm happy. I'm saying that we need to practice the gratitude. In other words, it is an act. Amen? Turns out this is the situation. Gratitude is the intentional. Tell your neighbor, intentional. You need to do this. You need to put your heart at the intentional practice of remembering God's goodness, his provision, responding with a thankful heart. In other words, you even though you don't feel it, amen, at the time, you need to have that attitude of gratitude. You need to actually act in a way that says, I'm going to thank you, Lord. And as you begin to act, you begin to remember. Amen? Praise the Lord. You begin to remember. Gratitude begins with remembering God. It remembers, it helps you to remember his goodness in the present. It helps you to well up in you. It helps you to begin to understand, amen, that God has done so many things. It's like a memory. You have one memory, and that memory connects to another memory, and that memory connects to another memory, and it connects to another memory. It turns out when you come to worship God, amen, and you're worshiping him, and we're having our time of vocal worship and music, it reminds you those words. We got great music here, amen? But those lyrics should remind you, amen, praise the Lord. But those lyrics should remind you of the goodness of God, and things start happening in your life, amen? Things start happening in your heart, amen? Praise the Lord. Point number two is this. Recognize that every good thing comes from God, amen? You may say that your power produced this, your hard work. How many work hard in their jobs? Let me see. How many work hard in their jobs? Praise the Lord. Daryl's like, you don't know, Pastor. Yeah, I work hard too, man. We work hard. And sometimes because we work hard, we think it's our effort that's causing us to get that promotion. It's causing us to move in life. And amen? God operates among that, right? You also have something to do with it. It's not like stuff comes to you. We cooperate. But behind it all is God. Behind it all. You know how you realize this? Sometimes you had opportunities that just came out of the blue. People calling you up, hey, I think you'd be good for this position. All of a sudden, you get the opportunity to do this project, and you know that it wasn't you. You weren't trying to maneuver, manipulate, get above someone else. No, you were like, no, I'm going to do my job. I'm going to do it well. I'm going to treat people well. Amen. And God begins to bless you. You start getting, you know it wasn't you. Opportunities that came out of the blue. Amen. It's God doing this. It's actually God behind it all. You cooperate with God, but it is God who lays the foundation. It's God who I believe now with the algorithm goes like this and brings up that resume. Amen. Even though the algorithm tries to take you out somehow, some way, you know, God is in the machine. Amen. Come on, ghost in the machine. And somehow that comes up. You don't know how, you don't know why, but it is God who's setting it up. Can you say amen? It's God who set up your psychological profile, your DNA, the way it's set up, who you are. It's all God. And so you have to remember that it is Him. It is Him. Ultimately, everything comes from Him. Everything comes from Him. Every good and perfect gift, every blessing that you have comes because of His grace. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's because of His grace. I'm going to give you a moment. I'm going to give you a moment to think what you received out of the blue. It could have been a person who came to help you. It could have been some type of email that you received. It could have been a moment in your life. And if that happened, I want you to say, praise the Lord. Okay, it's a lot of people. Because it's God who's doing this. So we remember, we recognize that it is God. Amen. Everything we have is God. Amen. Good thing is God. And then number three is we respond in thankfulness. And that's what we're doing. Amen. It's about what Psalm 118:1 says. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Let me say it again. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let me say it again. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. It's in everything. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. In everything, give Him thanks. Amen. Praise the Lord. Young people, if you're playing, listen, you're playing sports. We got some folks that are sport. Give thanks to the Lord. Enjoying yourself, give thanks to the Lord. Amen. If you lose, give thanks to the Lord. Amen. Just enjoying your time with your buddies, give thanks to the Lord. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord for your parents. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, because they let you buy that game in the app store. Give thanks to the Lord. Amen. Everything and everything, give Him thanks. It's something that you do. It turns out that Arthur Brooks, a professor who studies the science of happiness, he actually wrote a book called The Happiness Files. And this is interesting because what's going on is now science is confirming what the Bible talks about, that we need to be thankful. Thankfulness is not only a command. God doesn't tell you to do that just because, oh, you should do it. It's because you need it. It's good for you. If you don't have this attitude of gratitude, what happens is your mind tends to be negative. It tends to veer off. There's mental health issues that happen when you don't understand the fullness of your life. And when you are grateful, you're able to understand the fullness of your life. It turns out that Arthur Brooks, when he writes The Happiness File, he says this: if you're at a place where you are negative, you don't understand, you just don't feel, you just don't get that sense of happiness. He says this, there are three things you do. It's called the three blessing practice. He says, in order to be happy, you should do this. You can acknowledge this. You should acknowledge three things that you're grateful for. Why you're grateful for them. And how God used them for your good. Let me say that again. It should be up there. Three things you're grateful for, why you're grateful, how God used them for your good. I want you to take a moment. I'm just going to take a moment. We were going to do another exercise, but take a moment. If you have something you want to write with right now, why don't you do that? Three things that you're grateful for. Why you're grateful and how God. Just use one today because I know we have baptisms. Just have one thing there. One thing that you're grateful for, why you're grateful, and how God used them for, how God used it for your good.
Thanks for listening today. If this message has blessed you, would you take a moment to rate and review this podcast? It helps more people discover the hope of Jesus. You can check us out online at sevenhills.church. Our website is sevenhills.church. We're so grateful that you're a part of the story that God is writing. God bless and see you next week.